Park City High School senior Nicholas Markle says it was a surprise to learn his invention, called the spork knife, won the Edison Award grand prize for innovation and design. He submitted 3D images, engineering designs, and a photograph of the prototype he had built. He hopes by designing a single pull-apart plastic utensil option, like his corn-based plastic spork knife, he will entice businesses to choose his product for its cost-effectiveness and environmental benefits. He says it would take 3 to 6 months for it to decompose into the Earth's carbon cycle.
Biodegradable utensils have existed for 20 years, but my entire idea was just to change the manufacturing process, because the biggest problem right now is these biodegradable utensils are significantly more expensive than the regular utensils. So most businesses just use the regular ones, and it's creating this massive pollution, because when people use the regular plastic utensils, they throw them away and they ended up in our oceans.
Markle says he plans to research the patent process with the idea of creating a viable business, but his primary objective with this product design is to do what's right for the environment.
If I do go into business, I definitely want to patent my product and my technique to make sure that I'm the only one producing it, and I will only make it out of biodegradable plastics. They'll definitely become cheaper than regular plastics today. So that was another thing I was considering. So I want to combine my manufacturing process with new materials that are currently being engineered to help make something even cheaper.
Markle's spork knife was a finalist this year in the Utah Entrepreneurial Challenge through the Lassonde Institute. He was a finalist last year as well, but with a different product that he worked on through the PC CAPS program.
I was in the CAPS engineering program, and my project was to work with doctors at the University of Utah to help develop a UV sensor to help them study skin cancer.
Markle's has been researching plastics and how utensils are made. He says the spork knife is too large right now, and he's rescaling it to make it smaller.
I want to go talk to some manufacturing engineers and ask them about, like, because, like, right now my design was, like, most optimized for 3D printing. I know, like, mass manufacturing, it's going to be, like, injection molding. So it's going to be like producing thousands of them an hour. So I need to figure out what's like the best design choices.
He thinks he has about a month of work on the design iterations. He plans to talk to manufacturing experts to learn more about mass production.
They usually can analyze your 3D models and tell you what will work and what won't work. Because like more complex shape, they're more expensive to produce. But I learned that all of that adds expense to the mold, which can range from like a couple hundred to thousands of dollars. So for now, I want to have my most basic design possible.
The grand prize includes a travel voucher to either Peru or Costa Rica. He says the organization provides the travel opportunity to expand perspective and see how other people live, with the idea of creating products or services that might provide benefits on a broader scale. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.